me a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
Happy summer, everyone. Once, Rabbi Akiva and another rabbi went around collecting tzedakah for some poor students that they knew needed money. They needed money for clothing and shoes and their school supplies. So Rabbi Akiva and his friend went from house to house, knocked on the doors, and said, "Please take part in the mitzvah of tzedakah. Please give to people who need money. Please give to the poor." And they went from city to city, knocking on the doors to help collect money for these students. When they arrived in one particular city, they first came to the house of a family where the dad's name was Barbukin, and this family was known to have a lot of money. As they were about to knock on the door and make that announcement, "Take part in the mitzvah of tzedakah, please give money to people who need, please give to the poor," they were about to knock and they overheard the man, the father of the house, speaking to his son. And the boy was asking his father, "What kind of vegetables would you like me to buy in the supermarket today? I'm going out to the market." "Please buy us some salad greens," his father answered. "Okay," said his son. "Should I buy the greens that cost a whole coin each or the less expensive ones that only cost half a coin? Because as you know, children, the more expensive ones are the better quality greens, the better quality vegetables, and the less expensive ones in the market are the lesser quality ones." "Please buy the cheaper ones," the father answered. "They might be slightly dried out, but they're good enough, and you could buy two packages for the price of one." Rabbi Akiva and his friend had heard this conversation, and Rabbi Akiva said to his friend, "Why should we ask this man for tzedakah? It seems like he doesn't really like to spend his money. He doesn't even buy fresh vegetables for his own family. Let's go to other people in the city. Maybe on our way home we'll stop here on our way out." And so Rabbi Akiva and his friend left. They went from door to door to all the other houses in town. They knocked on each door and they made their announcement even before the door was answered. "Please take part in the mitzvah of tzedakah. Please help students who need some money to buy basics." The townsfolk gave whatever they could afford. Some gave a little more, some gave a little less, but everybody gave what they can in order to help. On their way out of the city and on their way home after a long day, Rabbi Akiva and his friend passed Barbukin's home, and they saw Barbukin working in his yard. The rabbis greeted him and said, "Hello, hello. We are collecting tzedakah for poor students. Will you be able to give us some money for them?" They thought that he was only going to give them a few small coins. And they were actually quite surprised when in a very friendly voice, Barbukin said, "I'm busy in the field right now, but please go inside my house. My wife will be happy to give you a purse full of gold coins." Wow! Two rabbis knocked on the door and Mrs. Barbukin answered the door. "Hello," they said. "It's nice to see you. Your husband told us that you would give us a purse filled with gold coins for our students." "Hi," she said. "I'm so happy to help. Did he tell you how much he had intended to give to you? Did he mention if it should be a large purse or a small purse?" Oh, we don't know the answer. He said you would give us money, but he didn't say exactly how much. Mrs. Barbukin thought for a moment and said, well, I'm going to give you a full purse of gold. And if for any reason that wasn't what my husband had in mind, it's fine. I could even pay him back from my own pocket. I'm so happy for you to have this money for your students. Rabbi Akiva and his friend said, thank you so much for your kindness. The students are going to be able to have proper food and clothing and supplies now because of your generosity. And as they left, they stopped in the yard and they saw Barbukin and said, may Hashem fill all of your needs. Thank you, thank you. And Barbukin said, were you satisfied with what you received? We are very satisfied. Your wife was extremely generous, they answered. She gave us a large, large purse filled with gold. And she even said that if you think it's too much, she'll pay you back from her own pocket. Barbukin had a huge smile on his face. My wife, she is so wise. She knew exactly what I would want to give you. She knew that I intended to give you a big, big sum of money and gave you a large purse full of gold. I just have one question to ask you, though, dear rabbis. Why did you come to our house last of all in the whole city when you're already on your way home? Rabbi Akiva and his friend told the truth. We were actually going to knock on your door first. But when we passed your house, we heard you telling your son to buy cheap, dry vegetables instead of fresh ones. And we thought that if you looked to save money on your own food, you certainly wouldn't give very much money to tzedakah. We were wrong. Barbukin smiled. I can save on expenses when I'm buying food for myself. Our family doesn't have to eat the most expensive food. We can be just as strong and healthy if we eat simple foods. But I have no right to save money when we are doing a mitzvah, when we're giving tzedakah and helping other people. Rabbi Akiva and his friend were so impressed with what Barbukin said. They gave him a big bracha and said, may Hashem bless you again and again. You are an extremely charitable and generous person, Barbukin. This story is found in the Gemara, in the Yerushalmi, in Psachim, Perek Daled. And this story connects beautifully to Parshat Re'eh, because in Parshat Re'eh, this week's Parsha, we learn about the mitzvah of tzedakah. I hope that we can all learn from Barbukin to think about the needs of others and know when it is appropriate to even put the needs of others before our own needs. If we can manage with something just fine and give the extra to make sure that somebody who has nothing has something, wow, what a great way to live and to be and to think about how to help other people. I hope that our efforts to be generous and thoughtful and giving will serve as a zechut for our nation, for Am Yisrael, and for our beloved family and soldiers in Eretz Yisrael. Shabbat Shalom to everybody.